This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're listening to The Dave Glover Show on KMOX.
David.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS on KMOX. It's a gorgeous day out there. We're playing Queen. Andrew's with us wearing SpongeBob's jellyfishing glasses. What do we need? Nothing. That's what we need. Nothing.
I'm going for... You know The Simpsons when Henry Kissinger drops his glasses in the toilet and Homer finds them? That's what I'm going for.
Mission accomplished.
I like you in glasses.
I do,
they
too.
Look nice.
I look nice in glasses.
Can you turn
but...
your mic down a little bit?
It's already like significantly lower than all of ours.
God.
I
usually people around the country can't hear KMOX until after 5.
I'm cursed with perfect vision, so I never need to wear glasses.
Will you get fake ones?
These are fake. I'm not sure these work. I'm not sure these are doing anything.
Is this the prize you got from our company?
It is. It's the company prize, and it's these glasses and a pair of wireless, I always want to call them earbuds.
Me too.
So earbuds. We'll just call them, earbuds.
I think everyone calls them
Which are nice. The earbuds are nice. I've been enjoying them. They're not bad. They fit very well. It doesn't say on them, though, it doesn't say which is the right and which is the left, and that screws me up so bad because I don't know which is supposed to go where. I don't know if
You're
I'm wearing them
the same with shoes, aren't you?
Yes. So there's a natural curve to the right and the left, right?
Yeah.
On your feet and on your ears or whatever, but there's no markings. So I don't know
I'm against that. I want to start with our story, Rage, but we're only going to have you one segment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then I have to tell this story. I've had a hard day. Hard day. And for those of you who are new to the show, I have spent the last probably 6 months being hacked, and my eBay got hacked and my PayPal got hacked, and then they got hacked again and again and again and again.
No.
So they tried again. And this time they made the mistake of leaving a phone number.
Uh-oh.
And I called it. And I'm so angry. You can imagine. I'm beyond furious. So I say, I just want to let you know that you are being prosecuted in the city of St. Louis.
Get him.
And the guy's like, what? Yes. And here's where
I live in Albania.
Here's
sir.
Where I probably committed a federal crime. Yes, you made the dumb mistake of hacking a federal prosecuting attorney.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yes.
So if I did, if impersonating a U.S. official is a crime.
It is.
I'm off at 6.
100% it is.
Please come arrest me. Put me in one of those federal prisons. Give me a break.
I think impersonating a cop is more illegal than hacking someone's PayPal. You're going to end up getting sued by them.
Here's exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm shaking, physically shaking. As you guys know, I'm not good at handling my anger. I'm very rarely appropriately firm. I mean, remember the guy when I started crying and said I wanted to fight him?
I do.
The guy in traffic? I want to fight. Same thing. I'm just like, you, sir.
You're crying on the phone with a guy like, excuse me, but I will ruin you, sir.
You, sir, have finally put you know what in it. You have hacked a federal prosecutor.
You just made your last mistake, sir.
And here's what he does.
Hey, this guy says he's a federal prosecutor. Ooh, I'm so scared. Oh, my God. I think I'm going to die.
That's exactly what happened.
Wow.
And here is my response.
Yeah, well, that backfired.
Who's he? I just start laughing. At that point, I'm so caught.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
And he made me laugh. And I just start laughing and hang up. And just like, I know when I'm bested.
So you didn't get to the bottom of...
Nothing. Oh, God, no. He was probably...
You laughing at his joke may have been the opening to say,
Leave me alone.
Yeah, can you please stop hacking me? Yeah, can you find a new victim?
You created a bond by returning his laughter. A bond that can only be shared by a federal prosecutor and a criminal, much like Catch Me If You Can.
We should call him now. Get him on the air.
Yeah, he seems like he's got jokes.
Yeah, he's willing to chat, clearly.
It was just...
Let's call him up and we'll be like, and we're all federal prosecutors.
Yeah, say me again. Say me again.
The whole team's
you
here.
I heard like you say hello to Judge Fred Bottomer.
But now I have my prosecutor friend with me, and then I'll be...
They're even more prosecutorial than I am.
Yeah.
President Biden, if you wouldn't mind saying a few words to my friend on the phone here.
So Dave has had a hard day, and he's sitting over at his desk, clearly just in the worst mood ever. And I'm like, let's get some lunch in you. Walk across the street to Chris's at the docket. Dave always orders a grilled chicken wrap. And when they brought out his food, we love Chris's, but there was a slight mistake. It was a fried chicken wrap. And Dave...
That's not a slight mistake.
I thought Dave was going to turn into one of those people that you hear about who's like brandishing a gun in the drive-thru. Because it was like the final straw of what could go wrong. They brought him fried chicken. And he says to the guy who brought it out, he goes, this is supposed to be grilled. And there was a pause where it kind of seemed like he might try to argue with you. And the story that was told in this man's eyes in those seconds, I was like, just get him the grilled chicken, please. We can't handle this today, people.
I'm sorry, son, but you've made a terrible mistake.
Yeah. I am a federal prosecutor.
I was going to say, you tell the waiter you're a federal prosecutor. You've made your last
Ironically,
mistake.
I specialize in poultry cases.
Oh,
you, my friend, are screwed. Put your hands behind your back.
Now that definitely wasn't his real phone number. I mean, it was like a burner phone number that.
Oh, I could hear people in the background on phone calls.
Yeah, I'm sure it was a call center.
Yeah,
it was a call center.
Yeah, it made his day though,
and it was not in the United States.
Oh, made his day. No, are you kidding me?
I gotta respect the move of just being like, "Ooh, I'm scared."
Oh, I wanted. I need to find a way to do that to someone else.
That's the thing. He knows that he's not in America. He's not bound by it. What are they gonna extradite him?
Yeah, it's like, shoot, I was planning on coming to St. Louis and going on the wheel.
I was gonna go to the St. Louis Aquarium.
Yeah. I'm a huge Cardinals fan. Now I'll never see them again.
The second you step foot off that plane,
there is a warrant out for your arrest in St. Louis and St. Charles County.
Good luck finding an international airport, Miguel.
Yeah, I've told you that's one of my.
You better never set foot in Park Pacific, sir.
That's one of my
favorite. Your ass is grass.
YouTube rabbit holes to go down is the scam, the people who scam the scammers. And when they do get their cover blown, many of them just start giving it right back and making fun of the, like, you're not going to do anything and and like cussing at them and like mocking them. Once blowing their cover does not scare them one bit.
I know I shouldn't say this, but I'm saying it because I mean it. I wish them all dead.
Well, it's a massive criminal.
Done. Die. Just die. You're a waste of oxygen on this planet.
And and most of them prey on elderly people, and they try to.
You mean like me?
And federal prosecutors.
Don't go down this path, Tony.
No, because
you picked the wrong day, Chief.
You were hacked. I'm talking about when they call somebody on the phone and they try to convince them that they're with the CIA or, you know, and they have to pay They have to pay their debt with a Google Play card, or if they're going to be arrested in an hour. They take advantage of people, and so wishing them all dead is actually not that terrible.
You should keep calling them.
There's
you should form a relationship with this guy. Just call him up when he doesn't want to, when he's trying to make other calls and bother him.
I should give his number.
The hunter has
and
become the hunted.
Everyone from the DGS call.
Yeah,
that would be great.
I'll call him.
And there's an address that is on Theodosia in the hood in St. Louis. And I thought about just driving there, which would be the second biggest mistake I made today.
He's not there.
No, I know. I know. I would show up to whoever the hell lives there and be like, federal prosecutor.
You hacked the wrong man.
He shows up and says he's a federal prosecutor, but he's wearing one of the DGS t-shirts. And the guy's like, wait, is that you?
The hunter has become the hunted.
I just arrived at the location. Driving my unmarked Bronco. I don't have the service vehicle with me right now.
I'm driving my police motorcycle.
No, I have the Birkenstocks. I've got the Birkenstocks.
I'm deep cover, okay, Miguel? Deep, deep cover. Yeah, I literally said, you've made a giant mistake. You have hacked a federal prosecutor.
Woo, I'm so scared. I think I'm going to die.
What? What? Maybe you didn't hear me say federal.
That's great.
Oh.
Oh, God. Rachel tried to hand me my live and it fell.
Gone forever.
There you go.
These lives are going to suck today. Mm-mm-mm. Mm-mm.
I can do it for you if you want.
So now they've changed. Oh, no. My copy says, join Thomas Helbig. And I thought it said, John Thomas Helbig. I was like, really, people? Now we're just changing the client's names. The copy sounds like a serial killer.
The copy says, warning, do not read if you're a federal prosecutor. And you're like, oh, no.
So, guys, John Thomas Helbig would love for you to come on out. Love of God. Do you have to go back? You going to wait for another one? We have a great story.
I got
to
go back, unfortunately. I got things to do.
Reardon's that bad, huh?
People to see.
You're not on for 45 minutes. You're just going to do a catch-up test.
Hey, don't question me. I am a federal prosecutor.
I'm so scared. I think I'm going to die.
Thanks for listening to The Dave Glover Show. On the air on 1120 AM and 98.7 FM, KMOX.
A real good time. I feel alive.
DGS. So it's been a day. Got hacked. I committed a federal crime. And then I'm in such a bad mood. I'm so angry and pissy and everything. And so Rachel's like, you need some food. Let's go across the street to Chris's. So Tones, we walk out. I mean, it is at Olive and Tucker. That's where we are.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a bunch of cars waiting at a stoplight. And there is a car and then a cop and then a car. And the cars are having some kind of a feud. Evidently, one car has been hitting the other car as they come down Tucker. And they are hot.
Is the officer in a car?
He's in a car.
Got it.
Although it wasn't like one of the city cop cars. I think the city must have a contract with some other agencies or something.
They do. I read about this recently because I always see this Jeep downtown and it has all these police markings, but I'm like, there's no way that's City of St. Louis police officers. So I looked up like the website that was on there, and the city will contract out. A lot of times it's off-duty police to act as extra security downtown specifically.
Yeah. So I think that's what this guy was.
Gotcha.
So it's everyone involved with this is black. Car full of black ladies and a car full of black ladies. No men, all ladies.
And the police officer
and the
was
police
black,
officer's
as well.
Black as well. And so I've never seen fighting like this, like verbal fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Like the people were going at it. And so the cop pulls over and he puts on his lights and he's like, hey.
Are they all in their cars or this?
No, they're all out.
Okay.
They're all out.
Okay.
And there are little babies in one car and they're screaming. Basically, she's hitting my car. I got my babies in here. And the other one's yelling like she did this or that. And then here comes another woman with a big metal pipe.
Okay.
Probably 4 feet long. And she is just whipping this thing like it's, you know, she's got it held up like Thor and she is going to break it over someone's head. And this cop, I got to tell you something, with all this stuff going on with the police, this guy could not have been better. He's a big dude.
Yeah.
He's probably 6'4", 240 pounds. Just put his body in front of her, backed her down, put his hand on his gun at one point.
Wow.
And she was not stopping. She was gonna bend this thing over someone's neck. And he was able to de-escalate it and get her back and get the pipe from her. And so then we go over to Chris's and get a table where we can see everything still going on. And I think it probably ended about the time we ended lunch.
Wow.
But it was nuts. And then there is another guy there, probably 65-year-old dude, black dude, who was, and I've been saying that just because of all the police stuff and all the race stuff. It's like everyone's same, you know, same race. And the old guy who was doing like parking meter stuff was just like, this is how people get shot. This is how you get shot. And in fact, didn't you say one of them said that man's going to shoot you?
So the car of the two ladies who were accused of hitting the other car was also the car that the pipe came out of. So they were just being total jerks. So they're getting out of the car. We witnessed them pull over and get out of the car. And there's one woman who has picked up the pole, which I haven't seen yet. And the other woman said, that man will shoot you, like referring to the police officer. But it did not stop the lady with the pole.
Not even close.
She was ready for a fight.
So, but
he was incredible. He just really stayed so calm during the situation. There's no way I could have been that calm.
He was the only one there.
I was going to get to that point.
It took minutes for any other police to get there, which was weird since there were so many cops downtown.
He had completely defused the situation. He defused the imminent threat all by himself.
Yes.
He got the lady who was trying to attack back in her vehicle and calming down. And then he was able to get the other car to pull off to the side of the road. And then two, three more cop cars showed up to assist him.
It was nuts, though.
I got pulled over a few years ago downtown, literally right across the street. I was coming to work and got pulled over as I was almost pulling into the, I got pulled over in the bank, literally across the street. And within 30 seconds, there was like another police car came flying up, slammed on its brakes. The police officer jumped out. A police officer on a bike came flying up, skidding to a stop, just because I think they, you know, anytime they do take any action in the city, they don't want an officer to be
on their own.
So that's what I was wondering. Like, how long was this officer?
He was by himself for a while and he did amazing.
Yeah. I mean, maybe 30 seconds is an exaggeration, but it felt crazy.
But it's just like you see how these
police
you
officers.
You see how things escalate.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Just out of nowhere, this person has a pipe.
Right. Yeah. That's wild.
What if it had been a gun?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
That's what it was like covering various protests in Ferguson and downtown. Usually, it's all words and tensions are high, but nothing happens. But, you know, one thing breaks and then just it's chaos.
Yeah.
And, you know, they were right. It sounds like, you know, they were kind of getting right up to that line where it could have. Luckily, this officer, the police were able to defuse the situation. But I'm sure you guys felt that tension. One thing could just set this whole thing off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When people see that kind of stuff on television, protests and riots and things like that, you don't understand it until you.
Well, kudos to the cop because he did a great job with that whole situation.
That's really great.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy.
Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get the inside story on what's happening with your St. Louis Cardinals this season directly from the Redbirds manager. It's the Mike Schilt Show, Sunday mornings at 10:15, sponsored by Bath Fitter on your voice of the St. Louis Cardinals, KMOX.
Thanks for listening to The Dave Glover Show. Talk lines are open at 314-436-7900 or
800-925-1120.
Welcome back, guys. 234 DGS. You guys, we all depends so much on fiction, television shows, movies. It's just kind of what we do, right?
Mm-hmm.
How often are you watching something? For me, it's usually a teaser or promo or trailer where I'm like, that's Brad Pitt. He's not a hitman. Right. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's clearly Brad Pitt. We all know who he is. We know, you know, but sometimes it just hits me like how dumb this is.
Like the concept of a movie star.
Yeah. And somehow not to pick on the Queen Latifah, but like when I saw that trailer where she was going to be the Equalizer, I'm like, it's Queen Latifah.
Right.
Like she's not.
She's the person you turn to when the police can't get the job done.
Just every now and then I'll see that. I'm like, this is so dumb. What are we doing? We're giving billions of dollars a year to people to just pretend to be someone else so that we can forget about our lives.
And we look at people that watch Law and Order or CSI think like, oh, I know how policing works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know everything I need. I know what my rights are. Mm-hmm. I know what you can and can't do. I know what, because.
Oh, I've always said.
I watch a television show.
I've always said. I recorded something for over the weekend, and I said it in my live. The worst thing ever to happen to American jurisprudence was Judge Wapner.
Mm-hmm.
It was terrible. Yeah.
It was terrible
for attorneys, especially doing divorce law, because people really thought that we're going to go into a court as soon as we file this thing,
yeah,
and a white-haired, grandfatherly man mm-hmm. is going to tell you that you are giving up the greatest woman in the world and you are such a cad. Look, that doesn't happen. Right. First of all, you're not going to see the inside of a court for 2 years.
Right, right.
And when you do, guess what? They don't care. They don't care. And if you think you're going to shock a divorce judge with something that your husband or wife did, let me tell you something. The hardest person in the world to shock is a divorce judge. They have heard it all.
Yep.
But people think that Judge Judy and Hot Bench and all that, that's the way it works, and it is not even close.
Yeah. Yeah. This judge never seen anything like me.
Yeah.
I'm going to represent myself in court.
I went against the guy that did that. That's one time I got in real trouble. Because it was a divorce, and he was a minister, and he was like fire and brimstone, and he was an ass. I hated this guy, And he was just, you can just picture it, right? The guy that represents himself and blah, blah. And I just hated him. And I was doing this trial against him on behalf of his wife. And I went to my buddy's house that night, and he'd been saying how I was the devil and objecting because I was obviously demonic and the devil is trying to break up his marriage. And this is one of Satan's spawn. He didn't know how close he was, but I mean, you know. And so my friend had a bottle opener that was a goat's hoof. Don't ask me why.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, I got an idea. So the next day in court, I put that up my sleeve and I stuck a piece of paper into the hoof.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked up to him and I'm like, can you identify this document for me? And I handed it to him with the goat hoof.
Mm-hmm.
And he freaked the hell out. I mean, like, epic. Like, he got up off the stand and he ran around. He's like, I knew it. Because he thought I was literally the devil because he was dumb. And I got in some pretty big trouble. But it was so worth it.
Why is that not okay?
Because you're pulling it. Because, I mean.
You're antagonizing
him. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't okay because I was pulling a stunt. I had a goat's hoof bottle opener up my sleeve.
I just wanted to know the judge's, like, officially what happened. Like, what is that considered to be?
Yeah,
like,
does the judge have the ability to just be like, I don't like that. Stop doing that.
Is that
pretty much?
Could it be contempt?
Oh, yeah.
Could it be?
Probably was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another bad one in court one time was, one of the very first cases I ever tried in front of a judge I really liked. And someone came up and said something to him. This is in the days before really like cell phones and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes up and he said, approach the bench, please. And he said, Mr. Glover, you have an emergency phone call from your mom. And I'm like, oh, my God. My dad had a heart attack or, you know, whatever it is. And he was like, you can use the phone in my chambers. So we stop the trial and I go back there and I'm sitting literally in the judge's chair and I'm calling my mom. And I'm like, what? And she goes, oh, David. And so I know my dad's dead. I'm just like bracing myself. And she's like, Karen McGillicuddy died. And I'm like, who, Mom? She's your third cousin on your dad's side. And I'm like, is she in your kitchen? Did she die in your house? And she said, it's worse. They buried her dog with her. They put her dog to sleep and put it in the casket. I'm fuming. I'm just like,
I can't believe you interrupted a federal prosecutor for this.
And the judge pokes his head and he's like, Dave, is everything okay? And I'm like, Karen McGillicuddy's dead. And they killed her dog and put it in the casket, Judge. I was just... She's like, I thought you'd want to know.
What?
This is kind of screwed up, though, that they killed the dog.
That is weird.
Yeah.
I guess you can do that, though.
Yeah, I've heard of that happening. But, like, I've heard that
scenario
before.
Oh, man, mommy's dead.
Which?
What's going to happen to me?
Mm-mm.
It's pretty arrogant, isn't it?
Yes, gosh.
Here we go.
I don't think you should do that, but I think that some people are just like, well, I want to make sure that they're not suffering when I'm gone. Yeah, I don't know. I don't totally understand the logic, but I'm trying to. Like, well, we're so close, and if I'm gone, they're just going to be sad, and no one's going to be able to take care of them.
Tony probably will remember this, but I also got in trouble when James Brown died. And they left his body somewhere weird for a long time.
Yeah.
And then Anna Nicole Smith died. And I said that his body had shrunk so much that they tucked him under her arm and buried him in the casket with her. And someone from like the family found out.
Mm-hmm. I do remember.
Better bring it back up.
Yeah.
Just in case anyone forgot.
They've both been gone a long time.
I don't remember the details, but his body was out.
Yeah.
For like
an extended period.
Weeks. Yeah, it was very strange.
You're listening to The Dave Glover Show on the air in St. Louis for 20 years. Now on its new home, KMOX.
Anybody
Isn't it so great that Queen existed?
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad I lived in a time on the planet and the universe when Queen was here. Just saying. Coming up at the top of the hour is Hancock and Kelly. Playing the part of Michael Kelly will be former Senator Jeff Smith, who is very well known to the 97.1 DGS audience. And for KMOX, you're going to like him. He's a good, reasonable guy, just kind of a classic liberal. And we have tons to talk about between he and John Hancock. Rach, you got some zoo news?
Yes. I unfortunately don't have my zoo news music. Everyone's always asking me about it. Yes.
That's the Munsters.
The best I can do.
So animal welfare workers in the Polish city of Krakow were called out to a sighting of an unusual animal squatting in a residential area. And people were very upset. They said a woman with, quote, desperation in her voice called animal control to say that there was a creature sitting in a tree across the road for 2 days and that everyone in the neighborhood is scared of the creature. They're afraid to open their windows because they think the creature is going to crawl inside of their homes. So animal control goes out there to inspect it. What were you going to say?
I said, be something cool.
It is. I think it's very cool. They go out to inspect it, and at first they thought, "What is that? Is that like an iguana? Is it some sort of bird that is dying or something?" Upon closer inspection, it turned out to be a croissant. There was a croissant stuck in a tree, and it looked weird. And everyone in the neighborhood was too afraid to go inspect it.
They thought it was croissant.
It was, to be fair, it was kind of a big croissant.
Who took a 2-foot croissant into a tree in Poland and left it there?
And everyone was terrified to open their windows because they were afraid it was going to infiltrate their homes. Pretty
did
good
you say
stuff.
They thought it was going to the bathroom? Or did I just hear the interpret squatting as bathroom? Is that a me thing?
Did I say it was squatting in a tree?
Yeah, I think.
When she said squatting, that's what you took?
Yeah, I thought.
it's pooping in the tree.
I literally interpreted in my brain as it was going to the bathroom.
So when animal control got out there, they found a brown creature sitting on a lilac branch with its brown coat shining in the sun. The poor creature had no legs or head. And when they went closer to inspect it, it turned out to be a pastry. Pretty good stuff.
I'm 100% taking a bite of that.
Yeah,
I believe that guy.
I believe that.
You kidding me? You caused us so much trouble, Mr. Croissant.
We were just talking about how some people will put their dog or cat down and have them buried in the casket or have them cremated with them. There's an inequity in the state of New Hampshire. If you were to hit and run a dog, like if you were to hit a family pet, mm-hmm. a dog, you would have to pay a $1,000 fine, and it is on you to track the family down and notify them that you have accidentally killed their dog. But apparently, you can hit as many family cats as you want, and there's no consequences.
Where is this?
In New Hampshire.
Oh, gosh.
So they're trying to fix the law to where...
Like Indonesia or something.
No, New Hampshire, United States of America. So they're putting forth a new law to make cats as important as dogs.
That's interesting.
You have to pay a fine and let people know instead of just being like, oh, it's just a cat. Let me continue driving down the road.
Unless they've changed it. I know it used to be when I was an attorney that dogs are just property. And if like a vet happens to mistakenly kill your dog or something, like if your dog's worth $300, they'll give you $300.
Yeah.
If your dog's a rescue dog, they'll give you nothing.
Right.
But wow. there's no emotional
it's just a monetary,
attachment.
Right.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
It is, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And here's one more animal story. Bush Beer wants to pay your pooch $20,000 to try its new dog beer. They're looking for a 4-legged chief tasting officer. You can enter your pup to win this prestigious position by submitting a photo on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter with the hashtag BushCTO contest.
What's it going to take for us to just be done? Right. Dog beer. Who's Queen Latifah's the equalizer? What are we waiting for? What's Jesus waiting for to come back? What's going to trigger it?
I've been to a lot of football parties, hockey, sports parties. If I walked in and somebody was like cracking a beer for themselves and then cracking their dog beer and pouring it into Spot's bowl next to them, and they were like, and it wasn't like a joke, a novelty, like they're serious about it. You've reached a level that I am incapable of achieving.
Really? Something tells me 22-year-old Tony Colombo would have loved it.
No.
No?
To not, buy your dog. That's too much.
That's a bridge too far.
Well, have you ever heard of cat wine? This is just, look, I'm a cat lady. But I'm not out here feeding my cat its own brand of wine. It's called Pinot Meow is one of the brands.
Stop saying words.
And it's expensive, too. It's not, you know, if it was $1.
At least that's what you hear.
Well, no, because I've seen the price. But like I'm saying, if it was $1, I might get it and be like, let's see if my cat Lucy enjoys it. Ha, this is kind of funny. It's like $20 to give to your cat, and no cats even like it. And it's described as like, yeah, if you don't want to drink alone, get this,
oh my,
get this wine
Lord.
To drink with your cat.
They're just straight up going after lonely cat ladies. That's just wrong.
I'm so sick of drinking alone. Whiskers, have a glass with me, won't you?
Let's tie one on.
Find Whiskers in the middle of the night trying to open the bottle.
Oh my goodness.
And stop anytime I want, Mom.
Let me look it up. Let me see how much money it costs. Because I remember looking and thinking that is absolutely insane.
So what is it? It's obviously not wine.
It's like a catnip mix. Okay, so here's a cat wine potty pack. Oh, it says it's liquid catnip for playful cats, $22.95 for four little bottles. That's not as bad as I remember it being, but that's a lot of money to spend on catnip in a glass. For your cat, that's probably not even going to like the flavor.
What's it taste like?
Let me see the flavors here, Dave.
I thought I was going to catch her. That's a little fruit forward for me. But...
A glass for you, a glass for me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.